Hello, Sunil Patel here. This is a set performed by me at the Cavendish Comedy Club in London.
Hello. So I get the idea of saving as well. You're supposed to, like, make good decisions now for your future self. But, like, I just don't think that guy deserves it. Like, what's he done for that? He hasn't earned that money. I've earned that money. He's done nothing for it. I've earned that money, so I'm going to keep it because I like nice things.
Well, here's a message from your future self. It's easier to save if you do it the day you're paid. Payday Save Day. Building a society of savers. Nationwide.
That bottle that you pop don't make you bulletproof. That model that you got don't make you bulletproof. That cash that you drop don't make you bulletproof. Nah, he ain't bulletproof.
What up, y'all? Bars and Hoops, Steals the Great, Zy Flair.
Yo.
Episode 63. Man, today, man, the special guest, man, you know, it's my guy, man. We go back, way back, you know what I mean? Queens is in the building. Pony to y'all. Ali Vegas, you know what I mean?
Yo.
Out here dweebing.
That's what's up.
Got to.
Word up, man. Word, man. But Ali, man, again, man, thank you for coming out today, man. Appreciate it, man. Love is always love, you know?
Thanks for having me.
Word, man. But let's just get right to it, man. You know, what have you been up to lately, man? You know, what should everybody be looking for?
Well, I've been working on this project with Eric Sherman.
Shout out to Eric Sherman.
Top Fife. Rockwalla.
Woo!
Shamanic
Sam. Boy.
Yeah, my man, you know, my man Jamie and him, you know, so we've just been working on this project that's going to be...
It's going to be a monster. Yeah, he got some heavyweights, man. I don't know if y'all heard the rundown. For all you youngsters out there, he got a lot of heavyweights on the album, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know the production's going to be fire because the boy is gifted lyrically, man, like, you
definitely,
know what I mean? Definitely gifted lyrically, man, so I'm definitely looking forward to that, man. So, you know, when should everybody be expecting that project?
Oh, well, first I'm gonna drop the Allow Me to Reintroduce Myself. So that's gonna be like a DVD. It's like an EPK, like with the videos. I'm shooting videos to like Theme of New York. I got It's Like That with Nature. Like, we shooting
the
videos.
Shout out to Nature.
Yeah, from those joints that I never released videos for.
Yeah, Theme of New York was my joint,
so,
too.
So, yeah, we shoot the video for it, and we're going to put it out. Allow Me to Reintroduce Myself.
Nice marketing. I like that,
yeah,
man.
Got
I like
so
that.
I'm going to set it up.
He said, my bullets hit your soul and hit your spirit, ripped you something with the spirit. I said, yo, this boy is crazy. Word up, man. For real. So speaking of that, man, what's your take on to hip hop of today, man, with the whole New York thing, like with Cardi B winning right now, Tekashi 6ix9ine, and the way that the sound has changed? Like, what's your thoughts on that? Like, coming from the element that you come from.
I mean, everything has its time. So it's just the time for that. Like, so what I mean, I love it personally because it sets it up perfectly for me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, you know, you appreciate the Rakims because of the Houdinis.
Boy, man, shout out to the God MC.
You see what I'm saying?
Word,
you appreciate the Nas's because of the Kwames and the people that give you the different kind of music.
Yeah.
So it makes you appreciate like the Nas and the Rakims and the Canes and all them lyrically because of, you know what I mean? Like, what was out then. So, the Cardi B's and the 6ix9ines, they're going to set it up where you appreciate Ali Vegas. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
No doubt, man. Well, you know, who were some of your early influences coming up, man? Because I never really heard too many people ask you that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you know.
It was crazy because, like, Slick Rick is my favorite artist ever. Like, you know what I mean? Old times. Like, that's just my favorite rapper. I mean, like, just period, you know. But I mean, I was growing up listening to, you know, I was like, my first joints was like David Ruffin and them.
Wow.
So I'm listening
Boy.
To like I'm
Mama
listening
love to them influence
Wham Bell and all that. Like, I'm listening to that.
Ooh.
So I'm not even like, when I started, I was listening to them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was listening to Bobby Womack. So yeah, when they was, so you know, like they pen was ill.
Yeah.
Cause they was calling it, like, that's what I'm saying. Like the singers then was tougher than the rappers right. today.
The music had substance, man.
Yeah, because that's a fact. It was like,
definitely.
He just walk in the house, his girl start screaming, that's a song.
Yeah.
like listen, definitely. Like David was like, like just imagine, he like, I know you want to leave me, mm-hmm. but I refuse to let you go.
Yeah.
If I got a crowd bag, he like, if I got a bag, like yeah. they not writing that today.
Nah, yeah. facts.
He's you know right. what I mean? They like, I don't. They like, I don't need you, chick. Like, word. Nobody got feelings today.
Yeah.
That's why the music don't have no feelings.
Feeling jewels.
Because they don't care. Like, you know what I mean? The youngins is disrespectful. They don't care about the old toe. It's no feeling. That's what yeah. you're going to get in your music.
Mm, that's a jewel. Nobody really came at it from that angle before either.
Yeah, those
and
are
that's facts. A super, that's a jewel. Like you said, Bobby Womack and on them for real. The stuff they was talking about and they was on some R&B shit
yeah.
is harder than what's going on today. Yeah. And it's crazy. Word. Damn. Now, that's what's up, man. Well, you know, me and you, we go back, man, to like the days of, you know, when you first started and mm-hmm. the whole Casablanca, Rich Soil mm-hmm. and everything, man. And I'm seeing now that Lamar's kind of, Lamar Odom, for everybody, when I say Lamar, you know what I'm talking about, but Lamar's kind of reinventing the whole Rich Soil mm-hmm. situation. Like, what's the situation with that? What's the relationship with you and L, man?
I'm always, you know, be here, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. that, like that's how I am. Like mm-hmm. when he called, you know, like he called me. Like mm-hmm. whenever anything go wrong, I'm the first one to hear about it. He called me, you know what I'm saying? He like, yo, and that's the thing. Like we walk through the Staples Center, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, I seen it.
Phil Jack be like, Phil Jack would tell him like, yo, he'd be like, hold up. Yeah. If he see me with him, he'd be like, okay, you good. Word. If he don't see me with him, he'd be like, you ain't got your light with you.
Wow.
You
know what I mean?
Cause that was the thing. It was like, cause see, I knew Kobe before L even got to the Lakers. Like I always tell Phil, we always, every time I see any of them, I'm like, you know, y'all owe me some rings. cause I was writing for Kobe.
Get out of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that. I remember you had to. Yeah, I remember that.
So
right.
I was writing for Kobe, and when we sitting there. We just sitting there shooting the breeze, and you know, we get into the Philly, New York. So yeah. He like, I got Will. I'm like, I got Denzel. You know what I mean? He like, we got Beanie. I'm like, do I even have to talk about rap? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it was like, then he like, yo, we got me. You know what I mean? I'm yeah. like, I was like, yo, my cousin L.O., bust your ass.
Bats.
And he was like, where the, I was like, boom, I called him. I was like, bet. I called him, like, yo, yeah, you know, I'm in the joint, doing the joint with Cole, bro. I put them on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just kicking it, like, yo, I'm telling you, we get together and all that, da da da, down the line, and then that's what happens.
Yeah, because they go back to the ABCD camp, Adidas.
That's what I'm saying. So
facts.
It's like, you know.
And end up winning championships together.
Facts.
That's what I try to tell him. Like, you know, so that's why, like, me and L, we, like, that's forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. like, that's forever. It's just that sometimes with people that, the thing that, it's like my mother always say, like, until you understand people, you can travel your whole life without going anywhere
mm-hmm.
if you don't understand people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like what she was always telling me is that, because so many people go on vacation, but they never survey the land. They don't talk to the villagers or nothing. So mm-hmm. they really not going nowhere. They just traveling.
That's a fact.
So it's like, so what happens is when you understand that, is that you understand that most people that do a lot for a lot of people
mm-hmm.
don't know how to handle somebody that does things for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like that's what they feed off of. They feed off the neediness of others.
No question.
And when you a person that don't need them, mm-hmm. then it's like they can't compute it. And I always try to tell people, the richest man in the room doesn't mean that he's the smartest man in the room.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
And like that's where, you know what I mean? And that's where, like, that's where me and, like, L would just bump heads. Like, I would tell him, like when we was doing the deal with, like, Joey Aiyah, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the Asylum deal. And I'm like, bro, you don't need to, I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
we aren't signing that.
Yeah,
like, why you want
to?
yeah, they give you, yeah, I'm like, they trying to give you, I'm like, they trying, and this is before, the, you know what I mean, like when the 360 was just, I'm like, they trying to give you a 360 deal, like, I'm like, I'm not signing that.
Facts.
He like, but I'm, and that's what I was telling him, and I'm like, bro, like, I trust you, but I don't know, I don't trust them, and I know them, but I'm like, I don't trust them, yeah. So that's what, the breakdown where it's like, no, like, I don't move off of, if it ain't right, I don't move on.
As you should, that's a fact. That's a fact. Damn, kid, he took it back. He was writing for Kobe, kid. Yeah. Kobe had a short career, man. They wasn't trying to have him, though, man.
Nah, but it prepared me for what I knew what L was going through. Like, I'm telling him, I'm like, bro. He's like, nah, they rock with me. I'm like, no, they don't rock with you. They just want Laker tickets and a jersey.
Facts. Because
that's what they was doing. That's what they wanted at Columbia with Kobe. They be like, yo, sign this number 8 joint.
Wow.
Let me get some tickets. Yo, Kobe coming to the building. And I'm like, so when we got to the point where it was L in the music thing, I'm telling him, like, no, this is what they want to do.
Wow. They wanted a part of his persona.
And I'm like,
they wasn't interested in him, per se.
And that's what he don't understand is, and this is crazy because the pattern for you to see is there.
Yeah.
Of because well, he never understood his worth. And that's something that I always understood. He never understood that.
Yeah.
Like, nah, these music folks want to be around you.
Yeah.
You, like, they got to fight for that. You got liquid money.
Facts.
So when he, it's the same thing with Chloe. I'm like, bro, you bigger than that.
Facts.
You got liquid money. She got to fight. And I'm trying to tell him because I'm like, yo, like, it's just like me telling, like, I tell my brother and them, I try to help them because they like, why you do?
Shout
I'm
out
like,
the baby bro, too.
Yeah, because I'm telling them, I'm like, because it's my couch you got to sleep on if something go wrong.
Facts.
So I'd rather avoid that. So what I was trying to tell them, like, this is how you avoid that.
Yeah.
And it was like, and it, you know, like, it's never the two pieces of bread that have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the stuff that's in the middle.
Yeah.
And by the time they the two slices of bread meet, the sandwich is eaten already. So it's over. And that's what always happens.
Mm. Damn, kid. Jules, man. Jules. Wow, man. And, you know, now that you mentioned all of that to me, now I see why you was on me about this whole Phil Jackson thing. He's like, yo, Stills, we got to build. It ain't all Phil for.
You got And that's just, you got rid of the wrong person.
Oh, my God.
And the crazy part is the crazy part is I'm driving. I'm in the car, right?
Yeah.
And who is that? I think Anita Marks was like, yeah, shout out to Steel. Great. He said that. I'm like, what? I'm in the car on fire. Still look great. Yeah, I know
what
I'm like.
Well, shout out to Anita Marks. She always show me love, man.
I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm ready to call right now. Like,
Now I see why you debating them, defending Phil. That was your guy on the low.
Because
the Zen Master.
I knew what he was gonna do to the. I knew what he was gonna do to the team. Like,
yeah.
Y'all was the reason why he wasn't grabbing Donovan Mitchell and them because he was bringing y'all Kyrie Irving.
That's what you think, Ali?
That
hold
was
on.
Happening.
Oh, and you know Kyrie is my guy.
He was bringing y'all Kyrie Irving.
Get out of here, yo, Ali. Yeah, see,
look at all the guards he passed up. Yo. Look at all the guards he passed up.
He brought in Miller King, yo.
Because he was gonna be a defensive guard.
Okay.
You don't have to put offense.
Okay.
That's gonna be that's gonna be Kyrie job.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's gonna be Kyrie job. Yeah. You don't have to exert that energy.
Yeah.
Because what happened was, this is what happened.
Let me hear this.
Because he does like he
words from the prince, y'all. The king of New York.
It takes 3 years for Phil builds his teams in 3 years.
Uh-huh.
So the first season, what he does is he gets whoever he sees who wants to play. It ain't a, he sees who wants to play.
Yeah.
All right, you willing to do the work?
Yeah.
Cool. You stay, and that's when he get rid of the ones that don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then he say, okay, cool. Now second year.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna bring in people that know my system. So hey, I'm gonna bring in like he would have brought in LO. I'm gonna bring in the Sasha Bujicic. I'm gonna bring in them to teach you the system without me having to teach you.
Yeah.
And then by the third year.
Yeah.
You win in the championship. That's why I always tell people. I say, yo, If y'all understand, y'all gonna get. Yeah, what happened was Melo ain't want to buy in because he didn't want to work. He didn't want to put the work in. So what happened, what Phil said is, okay, you think your way work?
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is, because this is how he does it. He don't mind. He'll be like, oh, I know what you're thinking.
You thinking Montana.
I'm telling you, he's like, oh, I know what you're thinking. Yeah. You thinking that you would have been way better on Chicago. That's what I'm going to do.
They made it to seem like Phil wanted Melo out from day one.
Because he knows what it takes. And it's like if you know what it takes, right?
Yeah.
And you know a person that don't want to apply themselves to what it takes.
True.
When you around greatness, you know greatness.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant is in the gym throwing a 1,000-pound medicine ball up to the ceiling and catching it without moving.
Wow.
Kobe Bryant is like
Cole, shout out to Kobe.
Soon as the ball went in, soon as Shaquille O'Neal, and soon as the Miami Heat, I mean, the ball went in the basket and the clock strike zero.
Yeah.
He called the phone and was like, yo, son, get on the plane. I don't care where you at. Get on the plane. Told El, get on the plane.
Wow.
We got a championship to win. We got to win.
Wow.
Get on the plane. I'm cutting vacation short, too. Let's go.
Wow.
So when you know that, when you're around Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, so when a person like that says, when a Melo says, like, yeah, I want to be that, and then he see, like, you ain't applying it.
Yeah.
So what he did, he brought him Chicago. Mm. Here go Derrick Rose. Here go Joakim Noah. I'm going to bring you Chicago.
Oh, my God.
Now, when you, like, it's just like
why you do that?
It's like, man, a child.
72 million.
You know, it's like a child that say something and you be like, oh, you don't want to? Let's do it your way then. Let's do it your way.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's do it that way. So he was like trying to show you, like, and people don't understand, like, when they talk about the triangle, the triangle is one of the illest systems because, and Melo, if he would have tried it, they would have thrived because what the triangle does is actually iller. It's an unstoppable system. It's iller when it breaks down.
Yeah.
So what the triangle does is, for instance, let me show you what the triangle does.
I'm about to holler at them at the garden.
Show you what it does. I'm going to show you a prime example of how ill a triangle is. Like, when they was in, what the triangle does, the triangle is like it's like PSAL basketball mixed with Catholic basketball.
Ooh.
Like, what it does is, it's a system, right?
Yeah.
But it's at its best when it breaks down. So what I'm trying to show you is this: like, when they played Boston in the finals, right?
Uh-huh.
Now in the system, in the triangle system, right?
Okay.
Like you're looking at like the whole season. You're looking at Ron, like, damn, son, like, I thought the Lakers was gonna get Ron Artest.
Yeah.
Because he's learning how to play in the system.
No question.
So now when their system broke down in the championship. And then now you able to go one-on-one and be who you are. You see Ron drop, but he was damn near the MVP of that game.
Yeah.
That's what the triangle does. It's at its best when it breaks down because now star players can be who they are.
Mm.
But a lot of star players don't know the principles of the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's interesting, man. That's an interesting take, man. We going to come back to that one, man. Yeah. See, I'm glad the God is in the building. We definitely going to build more on that, y'all. Thank you for that jewel, because that's a jewel. You know what I mean? That's definitely a jewel. So, you know, being that, you know, you've been in the game for a while, man, I've seen you come up and do different grinds, and you obviously got a great head on your shoulders, man. You got a lot of longevity in the game. Like, I don't think a lot of people give you credit for everything that you've done. All right, when you started out with Columbia, you know what I mean? Nas was already on the label.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody felt that you had a similar style to Nas. Like, how did he embrace you back then? Did he really view you as a hungry young MC or an artist that was a threat to him because of what you was bringing to the table?
I mean, at first it was more like, okay, this is gonna be my baby brother, you know what I'm saying? But then I think what he underestimated is that what happens is that he understood that he's a hybrid of you, you know what I mean? So it was just a couple of instances where. See, the thing about it is, like, me, as long as I'm respected by my peers,
no question.
That's it. So,
no question.
So it was, he was there when I first, when I walked into Columbia. Mm-hmm. He was there. Horse was there. Everybody was there.
Shout out to Horse. Word.
That's my guy.
Word.
You know what I mean? That's my guy. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know what I mean? And he was there. Kid Capri was dropping the beat off for him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it actually was the, it's like that joint that Jay
wow,
got.
Yeah.
It's like fact. That joint. Yeah. So Kid Capri was, that was Nas. He was dropping that off for Nas. Mm-hmm. And so everybody there, so I, whatever, I start doing what I do, like, mm-hmm. and it was like, oh, shucks, like, bet. So we Hate Me Now video, he on flex, like, yo, that's my, Ali Vegas, the next assassin, whatever, yeah, whatever. So yeah. we on it, but then it was, like, key moments, like, one moment was, like, Mace was there. We was all in Columbia, and Mace was like, yo, Don remind me of you when you was ill.
Oh, man.
That was one.
Oh.
Then we at the,
shout out to Mace, too.
Yeah, so we at the Hit Factory. Uh-huh. And then Clark Kent and Undias is up there.
Shout out to Un.
So I guess before I walked in, I guess because I was going to pick up a beat from Clark. Mm-hmm. So I guess before I walked in, I guess they was telling Esco, like, you know, like, yo, come on, Ron, we gotta get that hunger back, whatever, whatever the conversation.
Yeah.
So then when I walked in, Clark was like, yo, he put the beat up. He's like, yo, babe, it's good.
And then, you know, Clark, kid.
And then you know me, savage mode, back. No matter what.
Word yeah. up.
So Undias told, he turned to Esco and was like, damn, son, make you feel old, don't it?
Wow.
And then that was it. And then it was like, and it was crazy because then after that, it was like I guess he didn't seen it because everybody else was on the album, like, and it's me putting this album together. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing about it, is like, so when they seen that, it was like that type of threat, like how they looking at it, like how his vision is like this, like where it's like, I'm like, okay, let me get. And this is all relationships. Like, this is just Capone. Like, these are like older brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
no question.
Queen. So this is an older brother. So like, Pone is like,
it's my guy. Shout out to Pone.
Pone like, yo, I'm on it. Boom. Mm-hmm. So all he did, a gangster's life.
Yeah.
A like, that's my baby brother. I'm on it.
Facts.
So everybody's on it. And everybody from Queens, everybody
embracing it.
So it's like, it's looking like, oh, he trying to replace me. But I wasn't even on it like that. I'm looking at it, I'm looking at it like this.
Making Queen stronger.
And then the album was Generation Gap.
Yeah, facts.
So what I did was, this how my mind works, where it was like, I'm like, you know what? This what we gonna do. LES about to do the title track.
Shout out to LES.
And I'm like, okay, on this track, since it's Generation Gap, boom, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get me. It's going to be me, Nas, and Rakim. That's the three generations.
Ooh, yeah, that's
great. They compare him to him and him. And we was, doing it over the For the Love and You joint.
That
was getting chopped up.
That would have been the summer anthem.
And I was like,
that's crazy.
And I was like, yo, let's do it. So what happened was, now, Rod, like, he on it. Rod, like, let's do it.
Today, Rod, that'd be crazy.
That's crazy.
Rod, like, I'm with it. That's the young guard. I'm with it. Boom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking like, you know, all right. So I'm like, all right, we on Columbia. So we like, yo, let's go. And at that time, the only artist that had more power in the building than me was Beyonce.
Because B was there.
Yeah, that was the only one that had more power in me than me in that building. Whatever Ali want, Ali get.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so they like, yo, what you want? So they asking Esco, like, what you want?
Yeah, yeah.
But they like, all right, cool, he'll do it for this. I'm like, all right, bet, pay him that. Then he take it up, like, nah, I do it for 100.
Whoa.
Bet.
Whoa.
But I'm like, bet. Because I don't, like, with me, I don't put a price on vision.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? If it's gonna come out the way I'm like, give him whatever he want. I don't even care. You know they know my budget was open.
No,
like,
question.
Whatever I wanted, I'm
no,
like,
question. Back then the budget.
Yeah, because I'm they genius child.
Yeah.
I'm in there writing for all they artists.
Yeah, facts.
So they like whatever he want.
Facts.
So but Esco kept taking it up. So I'm like, he don't want to
do it. Do some stuff.
But I'd rather you say that though. Yeah. Because no matter what,
that ain't cool.
Even if it was somebody else that said something, like, yeah. even if it was between him and somebody, I was. Yeah. Now I'm the young guard. Mm-hmm. You the older guard. You supposed to pull me to the side and be like, yo. Because the reason why these people throwing all this at me, because they know what to do with me, because you.
Yeah.
They already went through the breaks with you, so they know what to do and what not to do with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Yeah, but,
so you should know that, like, yo, you know what? I know what you about to go through.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, and that's what A was doing.
Yeah.
Like, A, that's why on the, like, those are conversations. When I do the joints with A, those are all conversations. When he like, yo, come to the table, young guy. It's a lot of crabs. Like, when we having conversations.
No question.
Like, he was showing me, like, look, this is how you move in this game.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what his son was supposed to be doing.
Yeah, facts. Take you under the wing.
And be like.
Take a dude from Brooklyn to take you under the wing. And the like, guard from Queens, ain't even, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, why you don't just be like. But that's why I said, like, that's why, like what happens is when you realize that, that you know what, like, he a hybrid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not even there to replace you.
Facts.
This is just, I'm here to just, like,
get your own legacy.
And that's what, that's what I'm saying. What people don't understand is that no matter how high the tree grow, man, You gonna have to pay homage to the roots.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't understand that. Like I'm your out.
No question.
He supposed to look at me like, oh, this is my out.
No question.
You know what I mean?
No
like
question.
Whatever he because whatever Jay tear up at the root is big.
Facts.
It's always gonna be Biggie at the root. Facts. No matter how high he climb.
That's a fact.
That root is gonna be big.
That's a fact.
Wow. So it's like that's your longevity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Dre got long jet because no matter what, M5th, whatever they tear up at the root, it's just gonna be Dr. Dre. And that's what he ain't understand. Like, I'm your out.
No question.
Like, Dre ain't gotta do, like, he ain't have to do another thing in the world, another thing.
Because
he got everything already tearing it up.
And
that's what son ain't understand.
Wow.
Now you gotta stay in it because you ain't got no out.
None. Everybody that came through that way, Nate Sean,
even
Nature, you know what I'm saying?
And it's like, you don't got no out.
Word.
Like, when you ain't got no out,
yeah.
It's like, look, when you ain't got no out, you going, like, it's going to be you. When you go out, you going
That's
out.
That's
you,
it.
Like, you going out.
Yeah.
And you don't got no type of out. And then it's like, now you got to take those punches.
Word. That's crazy. Now I kind of understand Fifth Angle. Remember, Fifth was on the label too.
Yeah.
Like, yo, Columbia was living off of Queens for a second, boy.
We had
word.
Listen, if Tone was as focused as Pope,
yeah.
It would have been
for real.
It would have been crazy.
Columbia could have been another Def Jam, like, you know what I'm saying?
You had juggernauts like in the making, but
word.
Everybody was into themselves, and like Tone was going to do. He was riding the Jay-Z and R. Kelly wave.
Instead
of building your own.
Yeah, that time.
You know what I mean? And then R. Kelly and them would be chasing you. And that's why I just sit there and everybody be like, so you don't feel no certain way? I'm like, nah, all I gotta do is outlast them.
No question.
That's it.
And look,
it's getting done.
Hey, word.
No matter when your time come.
Word.
It don't matter how long it take.
That's right.
When it come, it's gonna be fresh to those that ain't been around for it.
No question. That's a fact. Word. Man, explain Dweeven, kid, because I see you reinventing all of that, bro.
I mean, I just wanted to, you know, take a word that, you know what I mean, like, that has such a, like it's like a negative type spin, you know what I mean, and just, like, Dweeven, it means, you know what I mean, doing what everyone everywhere believes in, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, so it's the full name is Celebrity Dweeve.
Celebrity
so dream. It's like celebrities do what everyone everywhere believes in. So if you want to be a celebrity, keep dweeving. Keep doing what everyone everywhere believes in.
Jules.
And that's basically just being yourself, because believe when people, they know when it's you.
No question.
They can tell when it's authentic.
No question.
You know what I mean?
No question.
And that's what dweeving means. That's why I always say keep dweeving.
No question. Wow. Powerful. You know I'm supporting it, champ.
Word. Oh, all right.
I ain't, that's not even a question. We go hand in hand in the park with the
that's
CDs.
That's not even a question.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Like, and that's what it is. It's like, That's what it, you know what I mean? It's no teaching, man.
No question, no question. Man, this guy's been around, man. He got a lot of jewels, man. What was it like working with Million, man? Half a mil. That was my guy. R.I.P. Half a mil,
I
too.
Mean, like, half is the reason why, like, half is the reason why I show love. Like, because he showed me that, he was the one that showed me that, you know what I mean? Like, not even show me, but just confirm that you could give before even start taking, before it's even, you know what I mean? Like, your time, like, mm-hmm. like where, like, he was just like, yo, like, nah, let's get on the track right yeah. now. Yeah. Like, he ready to go. So Vague, no Vague ready to go. Like, as soon as we met, and that was it. Like, if he was going on tour, mm-hmm. he like, yo, Vague, you come on tour with me. If, yeah. if somebody offered him a situation, yeah. he like, Vague, here goes situation. Like, it where it was like, you know what I mean? He opened it, he invited me in before he even got a couch in the house.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't even get the keys to the crib yet, yeah. signed the lease, and he like, yo, son, you know, when I get the crib, yeah. you got a room there, don't yeah. even worry about, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that right that's there is real. The reason yeah. why I am like how I am, and that's yeah. the reason why I'ma always, you know what I'm saying, always speak on him, you know what I'm saying, and, yeah. and carry him, like,
eyes of light.
Yeah, like, that root, that's yeah. what I'm trying to tell that's you, like, he gonna always be alive. Like, you know what I mean? Especially as long as I'm living, he gonna always be alive with yeah. me.
Yeah, I peeped that bond that y'all had, man. Cause y'all did a few joints together, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because we had to, see, and that's what made it scary too, because we had the Black Sopranos. Mm-hmm. And we had mm-hmm. the Black Sopranos, mm-hmm. and the Black Sopranos was like, it was like the new firm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what they was comparing it to. It was like new firm. And it was like, it was ill because, like, when I got on there, it was like, it was crazy because the way we did it was, like, I was like the John Gotti mm-hmm. of it, where it was like, you know what? Like, nah, like, you know what I mean? That's why I was like, Paulie gotta go. So that's what it was. Like, yeah. you know what? Like, yeah. You trying to be peaceful, but yeah. like I'm on tour with like Nature and with like yeah. Sun, where Sun ain't even playing fair with them. You yeah. know what I mean? Yeah. And come, the label's acting funny because so they like, we don't want the old, like, we don't want yeah. the old boss no
yeah.
more.
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
Like, you know, like, you know what? You should replace him. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It was like, you know what? Mm. You should replace him. Mm. And it was like, and then what made it real, oh man, this is what I forgot about. This was like, what made it real scary was mm-hmm. when, damn, where we was at. I think we was at the label. Mm-hmm. And Tommy Mottola. Oh yeah, you know Tommy, right. Shout out to Tommy.
Yeah, shout out to Tommy Mottola.
That's what I always say. I said, well, you know, when a player ill in the NBA, the team re-sign him.
No question.
Tommy signed me twice.
No question.
So, you know what I mean? And he always, and it was crazy because when he seen me, this was one day we walked in Columbia, mm-hmm. and he was like, he said, there go Illmatic.
Wow. And then
that's when it was over. See, I forgot
yeah,
that.
Yeah, wow.
That's when it was over.
Oh, boy.
He was like, because there go Illmatic.
And he's younger.
That it was just like, he was like you a hybrid.
Word.
He like, you a hybrid. This is what it is. Like, he like when I came into business, you know, he was like, when I came into business, it was just the changing of the guards. They yeah. understand that mm. I could run faster, I could mm. move quicker. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he said they embrace it.
No question.
That's Italian. That's their culture.
No question. No question. Yeah, they ain't gonna keep.
Nah, let's make room for the young lion.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Facts. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because yeah. I'm gonna step back.
Yeah.
Like what they do is, and that's what I'm saying. Like what they do is they step back. Like, hey, no, you know what? You go in front.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just take 10%.
No
and bow down gracefully.
No question. Word.
You know what I mean?
Word.
Like, but the young lion is cool with that. Like, yeah. Because I'm paying you 10% for your wisdom.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what happened. That's why I said, and somewhere down the line, that's why I always, That's why I always salute Big as the last great king of New York.
R.I.P. to Big.
Because he didn't want it to, he didn't want it to end with him. It seemed like that next in the red, like the Jays, the Nas, like, it seemed like they wanted it to end with them.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, it was like, nah, I'm not, no. Nobody from the city is going, no. But then if you go through them, because see, everybody from the city is being politically correct because they're not trying to go through them because then you perceived as hating or the troublemaker.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care.
No question.
If you're not going to move, then I'm going to have to move you.
Facts. Word. And it's crazy. Me and the guard, Tom Hill, man, you know, that's my guy, man. Mm-hmm. And we was talking about that shit, like, I said, yo, man, you know them two guys, man, they got what I call a project mentality, man. They going to keep their foot on your neck so that you don't pass them. And at first, I didn't want to believe it. But now, after hearing all the stories, and now I kind of see why their relationship is kind of wishy-washy, and you know what I mean? Now it all makes sense, man. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, what happens is it's gonna burn down because now, and that's why I said, like, that's why I was like, oh, now they want to call on me to clean up the environment. When they the ones who started the pollution.
Yeah,
they the reason for the, like. So when they talking about, like, when they talking about all this, oh, this person, oh, these, oh, I can't get with this new music, like, they let it in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Wow. Like, they let it in.
Facts.
We ain't doing it. They told you it was all right. They told you that your New York rappers ain't good enough.
Word.
So we gonna put on this rapper from this city. Word. And this rapper from that city.
Word.
Overlooking.
Facts. Overlooking all the talent here where it started. You know what I mean?
Something got to be done.
Yeah, oh, I mean.
Gonna be done.
Oh, no, it's already happening. Coming.
Boy, you it's heard the lineup of the producers on that?
Oh, it's already happening.
Boy, and I seen Eric Sermon when I went to Vegas back in February.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the same flight coming back. Man, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, nah. He,
shout out to the Green Eye Bandit. Word,
oh, he got heat. Yeah, they
that
cooking.
Ain't going nowhere.
Nah, they cooking.
Nerve. So, with everything going on today, man, like, what's your thoughts on the whole Kanye situation? Like, I be telling people, don't get trolled. Like, he know what he's doing, but what's your thoughts on that situation?
I just think, like with him, it's more, like, with him, it's just, like, sometimes with some, like, some people, like, it's hard for them to, like, they had to be somebody else for so long.
Yeah.
That when it's time for them to be themselves,
yeah,
they don't recognize themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's like me, like, to me, I look at it as like the last stand is a cry for help. Mm. Because it's like, like, where it's more like, okay, I made a move to show, like, I made a move to show my big brother I don't need him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and it was like, it didn't go the way I expected it to go.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I'm trying to get my big brother's attention. Like, he was like, you know what I mean? It was like you ain't gotta be incomplete. Like, and I'm saying, like, Hov, that's his big brother.
Yeah.
So when he made the move, like, when he made the move with, like, Kim,
yeah,
it was more to be like, all right, I'm gonna be on your level now.
Yeah.
But no, that's not. Y'all
back.
Not them.
Right. Yeah.
Y'all
back.
Not them.
Yeah.
So what happens when he made that move?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, damn, it didn't work. I still ain't got my big brother attention.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So now he like, you know what? I'm gonna go anti whatever my big brother is.
For attention.
So now here, I'm riding with Trump.
Wow.
So now my big brother, even if it's in anger, he got to respond to me. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't even look at that angle. Word.
And that's what he's doing. He like, all it takes is this Jay saying, yo.
What are you doing?
We good, man. Like, come home. Get his big brother attention.
That's ill. I never looked at it that way, man.
And that's what he's doing. Anti, whatever his big brother is, he anti it. So that way it's like, no, you're going to have to. Even if it's just to punch me in my face, you're going to have to say something. And
facts.
That's all I want is for you to say something so we can start that dialogue.
Yeah. Wow, kid. Damn. That is deep. And I didn't look at it that from that angle. And that's ill.
It happens that way, though. you know how to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll take you inside. Like, with like, even with like me and L. Like, I don't do reality TV.
No question.
So that's why I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
so,
suicide.
So it was like, whatever. So even when we had our spats, like, I always could know, like, so like, I always could tell when he's trying to get my attention.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, like when you, when he, on the show, he'll say like, damn, he like, Rob is like the brother I never had.
He was doing some AO.
So I'm like, well, he talking to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He talking to me. He want me to.
Yeah.
But I'm not watching this, but people was hitting me like, yo, he's, you know, because those that know, like, okay, he talking to me.
Yeah.
I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still not going, you know what I mean? Like, no, you still got to put that call in.
Facts.
I'm going to let you get it. You keep, this is what you wanted to do. But that's what I'm saying. Like, so being able to know that, I know how to recognize when somebody is trying to talk past everybody that's listening to hope it hit that one person that they talking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's what he doing. He just want Hove to hear him.
No question. No question. Wow. That's ill. I ain't looking at it from that angle, but when it all makes sense now, thinking back to now some of the things that he was saying, like he said Obama was this for our people. And you know, J&B was running with Obama.
That's what I'm saying.
And now, like you said, now he's on the opposite side, running with Trump, wearing the hat, talking about he want to bring everybody together.
Because he's
indirectly.
Not, that's just t- he trying to,
indirectly.
Because Hove was hurt too.
Yeah.
He hurt him. That's why he like, yo, you gave Ye 20 mil. He only gave you 20 minutes on stage.
Word.
Like, it hurt him, you know what I mean? Like, he was hurt by, you know what I mean?
Yeah, damn, I ain't even look at it like that. That's deep.
Yeah, that's deep. Because when you got a person that's like, because it's like, Ye probably got hurt because he's like, nah, you know, like, he want to put, he'll put it all on the line for him.
Yeah.
For Jay, you know what I mean? Like, like, and it's like, it's more like, bro, you ain't even have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, we trying to deal with a different kind of, we trying to get a different kind of money, different kind of look.
Yeah.
I get it. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's why when he did the Taylor Swift joint.
Yeah.
Like, that was more like, I'm trying, like, do you understand I'll do anything for you?
Yeah, word.
That's what that was.
Riding for your lady. You know what I mean? I'm riding for your lady.
But homie, but homie telling him, like, nah, that's not what we do, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, chill.
Yeah.
We trying to get a different.
Yeah.
We trying to be diplomatic with it. Like, chill.
Yeah.
And he, you know what I mean? Yeah. And he, like, he taking it more as, like, oh, you don't respect me. So if I get on your level, then I could do whatever I want to do. And then that's when he got with Kim.
Wow. Different perspective, kid. That's crazy. I never looked at it like that, man. All of this is for attention from Jay, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's
wow, that's what it seemed like.
He just want to get his big brother attention.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy. Yeah, because he went on stage. Don't get your goons on me, Jay-Z. Yeah, like, he was really wilding. Yeah. He was wilding.
Yeah, because, you know what I mean? Because that come from the R. Kelly situation.
Yeah, facts.
Where homie got, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that like he like, yo, I know how you feel. You know,
yeah, I know.
I know how my big brother give it up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I ain't gonna play around with him. I ain't gonna play around with him.
It's like, yo, they had guns in Madison Square Garden. It's like, what?
That's
lying.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I already know.
That's why he was like, you know what?
Word,
I ain't snitching, but yo, Jay, don't get your boo. You know what I mean? And it's like. But that's what that was about.
Yeah,
man. Like, he just trying to get his, you know what I mean? He just trying to get his big brother attention.
Nah,
you know
that's an ill perspective. That's an ill look at it, though, because I never looked at it.
All phone call, though. All
See, that's why.
He doing, just takes a phone call.
But that's what I'm saying. But that goes with a lot of things. That's what I'm saying. So it's like you got to look at the turn of events. So it's like, you say that, just take a phone call, right? So then when you look at, like say, when J. Cole made the song, going at you. That only takes a phone call.
Yeah.
You ain't have to display him like that.
Yeah.
That only takes a phone call.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, you know what I mean? And you don't have to, and if you, when you ill at your art, you know how to talk to a person without the world knowing who you're talking to.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
No question.
And that's why it's like, that's why when that song, I was like, nah, that ain't, It wasn't ill of me.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm like, that only take a phone call. Or you supposed, that's supposed to be so disguised that only he knows.
Know what it is.
You
no
know
question.
What I'm saying?
No question.
And that's why I was like, that's the like the turn of events.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now it's like you want to be, and then that's when you see when he made that, that's when Hov pushed him over here. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It was mm-hmm. like, now he was distant from Cole.
Yeah.
Because he's like, wow. Hold on, wait. This ain't really.
Wow.
Like, hold up, now you doing too much.
Facts. Word. Damn. I ain't pay attention to that whole dynamic.
So
yes,
how
word.
The pieces on the chessboard, you see them moving,
word.
And then you gonna understand who
boy.
Doing what.
Boy, the young girl got the knowledge, kid. You know what I mean? So speaking of that, since we on that topic, like, is there anything that you've done throughout your career that you regret?
Nah.
Nothing?
Nah. Only because it made me who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it was, see, I already understood the situation.
Yeah.
I knew I was, like, I already know, like, okay, you Moses, you know what I mean? Like, where it's like, you just gonna come in, like I always say, I'm like, it's like, I knew it wasn't time. It was just more like, hey, you gonna come get your credibility. Because I need you, like, you know what I mean? It's like, God, like, nah, I need you for, don't worry, this is gonna get way out of hand. I need you for later.
Yeah.
But I need you to get your credibility so that way you ain't perceived as one of these.
Yeah.
Nudes, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, you come back, and then, and what makes it ill is because what made it so ill, the reason why I respect everything I've done is because, like, even with Clue and them, like,
word,
it made it
guys, man.
Nah, it made me more dangerous.
Yeah.
Because it helped me not depend on radio.
Yeah, no question.
So I never depended on radio because I knew that wasn't a slot to go in.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
I never depended on radio.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And it was so crazy because the crazy part about it is that, like, you know, like my aunts, you know what I mean? My aunts and uncles, like, you know, like they huge lawyers. You know what I'm saying? Like, like they huge lawyers, and one of their clients, you know what I mean? Like one of their clients is like the person that, I mean, like, that runs radio.
Yeah.
All the stations.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like, that's the thing about it. Like, I've always had power in my pocket.
No question.
But it's just like, sometimes, like, some people, like, people that have power, most of them don't know how to show restraint.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It's like, no, I don't need to use that to get out of a jam.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather use that when we jamming already.
No question.
You know what I'm saying?
No question.
And it was just like, and that's why it was so funny, because it was like everything that's been done is only made me stronger, because it showed me, like, I'm work with your left hand.
Yeah.
Now I'm not even dependent on my right hand.
No question.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that's what it is. It just made me strong, because now I learned how not to depend on radio.
Yeah.
I learned,
market,
you know what
yourself.
I mean? Like, and then I already gave it to the ones that's perceived to be on top.
Yeah.
So now when we come for it now,
yeah.
I don't have to do none of that other stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't have to go at a rapper or respond, because they know the resume.
No
already.
Question.
Like,
no question.
They already know what I did to them boys.
No,
like,
question.
Hey, I gave it here. Yeah.
No question.
They know I hand out ass whoopings. Here y'all go. So now I don't have to do that.
No question.
You know what I mean?
No question.
So now,
now
it's just like,
yo,
you just Simba walking through the jungle.
No
now.
Question.
Simba all grown
it's
up.
It's so
now.
Hard to be king.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Simba walking through the jungle now, and everybody's just like, let him go. He put his time in. Leave him alone.
No question.
He will.
No question.
And that's the thing. Like,
no question.
Just like, that's it. It's all about. It's all about outlasting.
No question. No question. So, what advice would you give a young artist coming into the game now? Like, being that you've been through just about damn every situation.
Oh, I mean, it's just about staying true to who you are, and like, it's not about like it's all depend on, like, you got a new artist coming in the game. They got to look in the mirror and say, look, what you want, what are you getting in the game for?
Yeah.
If you're getting in for fame, you're not going to have money.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you're going to get the money, then you might not be as famous.
No question.
You know what I mean? So you got to ask yourself, mm-hmm. what you in it for?
No question.
You know
no
what question. I mean? And that's the biggest thing is ask yourself what you in it for. Like,
no question.
You want to get the money? You ain't going to probably be as famous. In the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
But down the line, the right people going to know you.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Because I never wanted to be famous.
Yeah.
Because that's not who I am.
Always low key. Nah, yeah, always low key. Yeah, like, and did everything.
That's why they always, because nothing about me screams rapper.
Nah.
I mean, nope. I don't, like when people, that's what was so crazy. Because yeah. when I came in the game, it was like, hold up. You don't smoke, you don't drink, and you on time?
Word. Facts. Way on time.
And it's like, and it's crazy because like, they like, you got the talent to be, like, if you want to be late, nobody's going to say nothing to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, that's not what I do.
That's what I'm saying.
I love this. I'm going to show up for it.
Professional, kid.
You know what I mean?
Professional,
and that's
bro.
The whole point.
Word.
Because it's like, nah, you know how it is. You dress for the job you want.
No question.
You know
no
what
question.
I mean? So if I apply it, that's how I am.
No question.
If I'm at a talent show and I'm at the front of the stage.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if I take my cool off, then nobody else in here should be acting cool.
No question.
You know what
no
I mean? Question. Like, here, we here to support each other. Then
no question.
Let's go.
No question. Word, man. So to wrap things up, man, what was your most memorable moment of your time in this game, man?
Wow,
mama
I mean,
love making mama love proud. I know
it was crazy because the first time my mother heard me rhyme,
yeah.
was in Columbia office, and now it's a table about this long,
yeah.
like Mace is here,
yeah,
like Nas, and like everybody who was on my sister's wall, like who
wow.
was in the write on posters
Shout
was at the table,
Word.
And my mother is looking like. She never heard me rhyme. And when she heard me rhyme, like I had to rhyme there because they wouldn't let me leave the building.
Mm.
Fat Mouse wouldn't let me leave the building.
Mm.
They like, no. Send a call for his mother now.
Wow.
We won't, no. You staying in the city.
Mm.
We was in there for 3 days.
Word.
They wouldn't let me.
Yeah, literally.
They wouldn't let me leave the building.
Wow.
They wouldn't let me leave.
Wow.
They was like, no. Because Kadar and them was like, they like.
Where Kadar was
Kadar
on.
Kadar was like.
Yeah.
And you know.
Yeah.
He don't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, stop what? Yeah.
What you whatever want? You want. Word.
They offering you what?
Yeah.
I give you $5 million.
What?
I give you $5 million.
Boy.
Whatever artist
Boy.
Is out the door.
Word. Boy.
And I'm like. Nah, I'm cool. They like, nah, we ain't letting them leave the building. Because he already know. He's
yeah.
calling them.
Yeah.
Telling them, like, if that
no
if he
son.
Leave, the, if I get him,
so,
he's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they know how he give it up.
Yeah,
so they
no
like,
question.
Get his mother.
No question. No
you know
question.
What I mean? And that's what happened. But it was so crazy because, like Sleep and everybody else was.
Shout out to Sleep, man.
They were signed before me.
Word?
Yeah, because what happened was, like, they were signed before me because I was caught up in court
uh-huh.
because of the Macaulay Culkin law.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was caught up in court.
Oh, yes, right. Hell yeah. Damn, yeah. He was wild young.
That's what I'm saying. I was a baby.
Yeah.
So they had to put, so each party involved, Columbia, Trackmaster, everybody had to put, like, you know what I mean? Like, 75 to 100,000 in the joint.
Yeah.
For me, like, well,
when you get old.
Yeah, I couldn't touch it till
Word,
I was
18.
I can't touch it till you 25.
25? Wow.
Yeah. Like,
boy.
It was like, no, you can't touch it till you 25.
Oh, that's
right. Because then they, like, by then, you know what you want to do in life.
Nah, facts. That's what's up.
So they had to do Macaulay Culkin law.
Boy.
So Sleep and all of them was, they was all signed. Because mm-hmm. I told Trackmasters, like, yo, if y'all don't sign them, I ain't mm-hmm. signing with y'all.
Mm-hmm. Word. Shout out to Sleep.
And that's
man.
The thing. When you use power, when you use your power for good, like mm-hmm. they could have told me, look, all right, Luma, go back to
yeah.
to the hood then.
Word, facts.
Yeah.
But
facts.
I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
While I got with, you know what I mean, while I know, that's what I'm saying, from day one I knew my worth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Like I knew my worth. So it was like,
man.
Like, nah. If you ain't signing him, I ain't signing y'all.
No question.
They got them papers drawn up quick.
No question. Wow.
And that's man. How we, you know what I mean? That's how we did it.
That's crazy, man. So again, man, appreciate you coming through, my G. Yo, this was a long time coming, man. We've been going back and forth for a while. You know what I mean? And I'm happy that he's here, man. And I really want you to succeed on this next project because it sounds like it's going to be a monster. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody know, when is it coming out again, or when is it projected to come out?
I mean, it's you're going to start seeing the movement this summer.
This summer.
You know what I mean? You're going to start seeing the movement this summer. Like,
please send me some joints.
Yeah,
when I'm going to
say, because me and E. Sherman got the joint. You know what I mean? When I come in this small, y'all niggas better move. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That joint is crazy.
Yeah.
Produced by my man Boogeyman. You know what I'm saying?
No question.
Like, and it's like, it's just like a kid in a candy store. You know what I mean? You walking in there, you're like, oh, let me get two of them rock wallets. You know, I take three top fives. Let me get like four shot money exams.
Word, facts.
And then to wrap it up, put some E Sermons in the book. Put some Eric Sermons in there.
That's gonna be a banger,
so
kid.
So it's just, you know, and it's like I told E Sermon, he like, yo, babe, so he like, what makes it, like, he like, cause he always asked me, like, I'm like, bro, what you gotta understand is that, like, I've never had, like, it's like LeBron going to play with Popovich.
Yeah.
Like, when you, like where it's like, picture a specimen like that getting coached.
Yeah. Really coached.
That's what I'm saying.
Facts.
Where it's like, and it's more about where he ain't got to stand, he ain't got to be on the podium answering questions, because, like, Greg Popovich would do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where it's like, so that's what I'm telling E. Like, I'm like, that's what we bring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where it's like, I ain't got, everybody else had that. I never had that.
Facts.
I always had to the game, and I always had to be the one, you know what I mean? Telling everybody, you know what I mean? Delegating, like, you're here.
Yeah, trust
like,
me.
Where, you know what I mean? Yeah. I never was in a situation where all I had to do was worry about rhyming.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
At a young age, too.
And that's the thing. I never was in a situation where it was like, you know what? Like, just rhyme. Like, imagine LeBron in a situation where all he got to worry about is
it's
playing
basketball.
Ball.
Yeah, word.
And he ain't got to worry about. He ain't got to worry about telling Tristan Thomas, "You be here." No, all he got to do is worry about basketball.
Boy, crazy.
So that's basically what the people could expect. Where it's like, all I got to do is worry about rhyming.
That's big, kid. That's big, man. Word. And the title of it again?
Oh, well, the first joint is going to be Allow Me to Reintroduce Myself.
Yes, sir.
But the title of the joint, you know, is still
in the works.
We going back and forth.
All right, it's so good. Listen, man, I can't wait to hear it, man. You know, I always support you, my brother.
Is, you know how
for
we
real,
do, like,
you know what I'm saying?
See,
Queens.
At the table, like, y'all still going up for the joint. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we had Black Top getting crazy. Like, yo, still going up for the, you know.
Facts. The tournament days, right?
That's what, you know what I mean?
But no question.
That's what it's about.
No question.
I mean? It's about that, making that bridge.
No question.
You know what I mean? Be like, all right, we here now.
No question.
You know what I mean? That's
no
why I'm like, I'm very, you know what I mean, like, very, like, you know, like, proud, you know what I mean, like, proud of your success.
Thank you, my brother, appreciate
it. You know what I'm saying,
it.
Like,
you know
proud
saying?
Of your success, because, like, the people might not even know, you know what I'm saying, like, you.
They don't know the other side.
Nah, you in them community,
word,
you know what I'm saying, community
word.
Meetings, fighting,
word.
After stuff they got, they don't understand.
Nah, they even
you,
got
you one of the people fighting for,
word.
You
word.
Know what I mean?
No question.
You sitting with the Gregory Meeks,
you know,
and everybody,
facts.
And like,
you're
look,
ready.
No, we need this,
word.
And that,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying,
yeah.
And
yeah.
They don't
understand it.
They don't understand it,
yeah.
They don't see it,
yeah.
Because, you know what I mean,
yeah.
It's hard for them to see it, and plus, you don't never, like, you don't shine
like
that light on them like
that.
That. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, my family, they don't see that. They don't, like, they never know how big I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It ain't, like, my brother and them just got old enough, so when, like, we would go out, and, like, I finally took them out, and it was like, we had Jimmy's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Derek Jeter's like, yo, no, Jimmy, whatever Ali and the family having is on me.
Wow, big.
So when they seen
big.
That.
Word, they knew.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was
knew.
Like that Martin episode when he called the timeout. And it was like, huge, colossal. That's what I'm saying. Because you understand. Like, matter of fact, you know what? The best, probably the greatest moment, matter of fact, is was Subway Series against the Yankees and the Mets, and I was sitting in between Rita Ewing and Johnny Cochran.
Boy.
Subway Series.
Rita Ewing and Johnny Cochran. R.I.P. to Johnny Cochran, man.
In between them.
Wow.
That was.
That's when you know, like.
I made it.
Special.
Mama
Word
made
up.
It.
Mama made it. Yo.
Man. If it was Instagram or something back then.
Yeah, boy, lit.
Yeah, like.
Phone still buzzing. Like,
yeah,
yo.
Like. You don't even know who the lady is.
Facts. Word
you
up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Word.
And you, I mean, like. Word. And it was like. That like that. So those right there, and when, like I said, when Derek Jeter was like, yo, whatever you having.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin still talk about that. My brother and them still
that's
talk
crazy.
About that to this day.
Yeah.
Like, that's when they knew.
Word.
That's when they knew, like, because I never like
that
with
light.
Family.
Yeah,
they don't never
shine that light.
They never see that person. Like, you know what I mean? I'm too humble.
Catch Vague in the park. I mean, we in Lincoln, like, watching the games. Like, bro.
Chilling.
Watching baby bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because
like,
they, word. You know what I mean? It ain't
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
It ain't, you know what I mean? It ain't about, and it's crazy because, like, that part hinders as well because they don't, like, the ones in the neighborhood, they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? Like, when you so accessible and touchable, they start, some of them start feeling like they competition.
Yeah.
But I'm like, bro.
I ain't trying to compete.
When you, when you leave outside of this neighborhood and you go into them offices, you're going to see who is who and what's what.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, and that's what they starting to learn is that when it's like okay, Vague pushed that through. Like,
no question.
You know, like,
no
that's
question.
What they learning.
No
like,
question.
Like, okay, yeah, you got 30 views on that.
No question.
Okay, now, oh, you did the joint with Vague now.
Yeah.
That's 300.
Yeah, facts.
So now they
start
seeing,
see
like,
what it is.
And that's what, you know what I mean? But
no
it's like,
question.
I'm too humble to ever, can't
listen,
be like
man,
that with them.
That's why I mess with you,
that's why I rock with you,
you
know what I mean?
Boy.
That's why I rock with
word,
you, because I'm
facts.
Like, they don't even understand.
Yeah, facts.
They don't understand the shoulders and
word.
The hands you shaking and the stuff that they accessible, that I mean, that you made. You know what I mean? Like through sending them meetings and going them things that you make accessible.
No question.
And
no
that's
question.
Why I commend you for it.
Man, I appreciate it, my brother, man. So there you have it, man. Bars and Hoops, Ollie Vegas, Steals the Great, Zy Flair.
Yes, sir.
Signing off. Peace.
Peace.
Yo.
That you got don't make you that cash that you drop to make you bulletproof. Nah, he ain't bulletproof.
Fresh blue Yankee and some brand new Tims. Razor under the tongue, now my night could begin. It's them alphabet of paper boys who fucking with them. We don't dress to impress, we dress to offend. You niggas see us the way the divas treat us. You non-believers can never get another breather. We don't give a fuck if you call on Jesus to say Hail Mary, Mother Teresa's. I've been doing this since y'all was teethers. And if y'all got shooters, then my niggas got geezers. Believe us. You niggas is so-so, I'm so loco. Plus y'all niggas is local, I'm global. My checks clear like they got a weak defender. And yours bounce like pogo. Treat the waitress like she said a gay joke. Dom P and Rosé, but no more.
That bottle that you pop don't make you bulletproof. That model that you got don't make you bulletproof. That cash that you drop don't make you bulletproof. Nah, he ain't bulletproof.
That's a cool vest, nigga, but if I'm finna murk you, I'm shot straight through your top, I'm from the winning circle. I ain't giving in. This the black syndicate. Don't get hit by one of my women friends. This exactly how you greet a hater. Bring it to they front doorstep like Blau. These are facts and not me going out on a limb. Beef with Vague, that's a problem with me profit and chin. Them Cardi frames that you looking through make you a bigger target in a deep. Like, nah, niggas ain't bulletproof. I hope you call before you make that visit. Better have an ill cosign to pay that ticket. What it look like? I steal it a crook light. Damn right, I'm not the shook type. I'm out in Queens with a queen from Jamaica in the passenger seat and something mean.
That bottle that you pop don't make you bulletproof. That model that you got don't make you bulletproof. That cash that you drop don't make you bulletproof. Nah, he ain't bulletproof.
Hear a couple shots and somebody popping your body gone. You make the party stop cause you crying like you a mighty gong.
See, I typically fuck with a better pedigree. It's evident these pathetics will end up in the medic beat. My whole clique is thorough and we gotta think for haters. We all stars, so when they land, we gon' leave craters. Another caper, me and the duct taper. Abducting your whole family, no embassy here to save ya. Now I'm talking some malicious Hitler's business. Eliminating religion and leave you swimming with fishes. Wash up like the dishes, your family digging up ditches for being a bunch of bitches affiliated with snitches. The people you know ain't saving you, lasers aimed at you. Red dots of chicken pox evading, blazing when we baiting you. Alphabetic capo, Gucci spec scoping. Give the smallest reason, then we'll leave your chest open.
That bottle that you pop don't make you bulletproof. That model that you got don't make you bulletproof. That cash that you drop don't make you bulletproof. Nah, he ain't bulletproof.
When the kids come a-knocking this year, even real monsters will be filled with fear.
This Halloween at Asda, we've everything to make your little monsters come alive, like our Rainbow Witch and Skeleton fancy dress costumes for £5 each. Halloween, bring it home with Asda. Save money, live better. Selected stores online, subject to availability.
Your payroll deadline is rapidly approaching, but you're not waking up in a cold sweat, afraid you've forgotten to pay your staff, because with QuickBooks Payroll, it's all under control. So while QuickBooks is speeding through your pay runs, calculating pension contributions, and managing your taxes all in one place, you can chill like a koala in a hammock.
Search for QuickBooks Payroll. Intro offer for advanced payroll until 15th of November 2019. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for details. QuickBooks. Backing you.